You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass joins us. He's with Agrible, but traveling today in Nebraska. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I want to know a little bit about the hurricane, now Tropical Storm Hermine. What do we know about this and the impact on agriculture?
Yeah, the impact on agriculture is really going to be centered on the cotton market, the cotton belt down there. And that's because, you know, Hermine, we've been watching for about 12, 13, 14 days, I think now, finally got into the Gulf of Mexico, used that warm water to really strengthen. And then it got up to Category 1 strength hurricane status before hitting Florida. Now that it's got on land, it's moving fast, but it's dropping a lot of rain. We're expecting better than 3 to 5 inches of rain in some places more, kind of up through the Carolinas. And then got to watch it closely because it might be heading up toward like the New York City area, the remnants of this, where it could possibly re-strengthen and cause quite a bit of problems up there, mainly with rain, but you know, it's something to be watching this time of year. You know, we've got these systems that are coming out of the Gulf, and they can move up toward us, too. So watching it close now.
We'll keep an eye on it. But for the meantime, I suppose the East Coast is a little gloomier, but here in the Midwest should be a beautiful Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. We had this cold front come through, knock the humidity out, knock the heat out. And we're looking at a nice stretch of cooler days, probably lasting all the way through Monday. But, you know, something is building in. We were watching the flow of the jet stream and saw a ridge that was kind of moving back over the center part of the country. And that's going to reintroduce some heat for us. But, you know, the good news is I looked out a little bit longer term and was kind of paying attention to how the flow of that jet stream looks maybe toward middle September. We see another pretty broad-scale trough that's coming through to knock our temperatures down again. And we should expect that, right? We're heading toward fall. You know, we should expect these events. But after such a hot summer, you know, it's kind of nice to get some relief. But we do stay dry. We're going to stay dry maybe until next Thursday. That's about the next time I see some big precipitation coming through. But with that trough, that one I'm talking about now that's several days away from us, it could bring back in some wetter weather. But still, we're a little bit ahead of harvest, so it shouldn't have too big of an impact at this point.
Last winter, when we were talking about El Nino, that transition to La Nina told us we might have some problems in the Midwest. That certainly did not show up. However, if I recall correctly, the correlation to South America is much greater. Do we have any more idea today than we did then?
Yeah, we do. One of the things we've been monitoring over the last couple of months is that the strength of the developing La Nina is now forecast to be weaker than it was. And that's important because typically La Nina really knocks back yields in South America. Basically, it produces quite a bit of drought conditions in the southern growing regions and typically wet in the northern. But with a weaker La Nina, some of the implications of that is possibly having a halfway decent year for yields out of South America, especially Brazil. Argentina may deal with some heat and some dryness, but most of Brazil may be in okay shape. You know, around here, we kind of just give the long-range projections. We're probably going to see a return toward an average, potentially a cooler-than-average winter for the Midwest. And we're seeing a pretty active storm track that might set up. It goes across the Ohio River Valley. That may mean some more snow. Now, granted, this is quite a long ways off in the forecast, and these are kind of our early projections. But you know what's funny? Even if it just returned to average this winter compared to last winter, it'll feel really cold, given how warm it was last year. So, yeah, that's what La Nina can do to you.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that one. We appreciate you taking the time with us today, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible from right here in Urbana-Champaign, traveling this week in Nebraska. Thanks to him for joining us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report.